Shir Mem Vav, Yud Al Shvat Hei Tov Shin Lamed Tes, February 8th, 1979, Thursday.
Now, so first, Rabbi Meir mentioned the Pshat. Now, this is a story about Boshnim, that Eve, the Yisrael, was late. It was a late, the Yisrael brought the Sade from an Akum, and the Akum had 40 years at first possession, and then the Markame, the Yisrael, claims that the Akum gazelt it from him. So since the law in Malchus Poras was that 40 years at first possession gives title, so Mele, even though generally the law is Yisrael Abu Machmas Akum, in the time is Chazoke, but here Mitzad, even in Malchus, so if the origin, the Morikame, the Israel, claims that he cannot recover it. That's one pshat. And that pshat, Rabbi Yehine accepts. But then there is the other pshat, he rejects. The other pshat is that if Ruben, let's say, was the Morikame, and then Shimon had 40 years at first possession, but there is no Taine, so that under the law, so according to the other pshat, Malchus Poras, so Shimon gets title because this is the law of Malchus Poras. He rejects that. Why? So he says, because in a melechim is a lot of misadim v'aminogi shiimik. So Elohim king hola chavir lot mifnei acho Yisrael. So what is shite? Shite is as follows. There is a distinction between a dinet malchuse in respect to two goyim. Or didn't Malchuse in respect to a litigation between Yisrael and Nochi, and didn't Malchuse in respect to a litigation between two Israel? Vis-a-vis a litigation between two Nochi, vis-a-vis a litigation between Yisrael and Nochi, then it goes without saying that didn't Malchuse is affected. Why? Because that's the law of Dinim. Of the Neneach, they are mechuyiv to adapt the civil code. So what does it mean? They are mechuyiv to adapt the civil code and that it shouldn't be binding. So what's the purpose of dinim? So that means it's binding. Since it's binding in regard to the Neneach, so it's binding even on the Israel in any litigation between the Neneach and the Israel. That we see from the Rambam, and that we see, that of course we see from Rashi. We see from Rashi, Rashi goes even one step further. Rashi says that the whole basis of Dine Malchus Edine, the whole basis of Dine Malchus Edine, even in regard to a litigation between two Israelim, is the Dine Meneach. Because since the Melech is Mechuye to adapt the civil code for his Umo, so even though he's not Mechuye to adapt the same civil code in regard to the Jews who live in his country, but if he does apply the same laws, so it is equally effective. That's according to Rashi. But Rabbi Yehine doesn't go so far as Rashi. And Rabbi Yehine holds, no, the Melech is only mechuyev to adapt a civil code for the Meneach, for Bnei Mose, not for the Israel. So the Mele, it is effective in regard to any litigation between the Israel who lives in this country and a Meneach who lives in this country. But it couldn't be valid on that basis in regard to a relationship and litigation between two Israeli. That's not his. He's not mechuyev to impose any civil, to adapt any civil code for them. Oh, but there is a halacha of dine de malchuse dine, even in regard to a litigation between two Jews. So that's based not upon dine. That's based upon the halacha of kibush. Now, kibush is based upon the mitzvahs of kibush. As I said last time, let's say during the Second World War, when there was a Polish government in exile, all kinds of government in exile, so al pidin, their laws were null and void and no validity, because if it's based upon kibush requires the mitzvahs of being kibush tachas yodom. So mele, when do we say dine malchus edine? Only if a litigation took place in court and the court already rendered the judgment. And this is ready to be enforced, to be executed. So then there is kibush. But until litigation is took place in court, and there is no possibility of executing the law of the Malchus, so maybe there is no mitzvah of kibush. Just on a theoretical level. The law says so. So that doesn't change the dinamomnes. When does the dinamomnes change? When is the title of Ruben Poka? When is the Lord, the Dinah de Malchuse, capable of divesting title from Ruben and divesting title in Shimon only when it's already enforced? So when is it enforced? When the judgment is rendered. And then there is an attachment. There is an execution. So, of the law, then there is kibush. But until the judgment is rendered by God, there is no kibush. So the melee title doesn't change. This is what he said. So the melee, so that's why the Ramiyene prefers the pshat of Amisi de Parsoye, that it has reference to Yisroel Abom Achmasakum, and the Akum had 40 years adverse possession. So then the title changed from Ruben, the Morkame, to the Akum, while there was a litigation between a Yisroel and Akum. So there, Dine Malchuse Dine was valid on the basis of Dine. So we don't have to resort to Kibush. Masha'im came upon a second shot, where the litigation is between two Jews. Ruben was the Morkame and Shimon had adverse possession of the Sode for 40 years. So it's a relationship between two Jews. So we couldn't say Dine Malchuse because of Dine. The Malach is not mechuyev to adapt a civil code for Jews. So Mimele, so Dine Malchuse Dine is based upon Kibush. So when we have Kibush? Only after the judgment is rendered. But until the judgment is rendered, so there is no Kibush. So if, let's say, in the case where, let's say, in Malchus Paras, where the law of the country was that adverse possession of 40 years gives the possessor title in the Sode. Suppose Ruvei claimed the Sode from Shimon, and Shimon said, no, I'm not giving you back the Sode. I'm going to stay here because I'm the law of the country, so I have title. And then someone brought suit in court, Ruvei brought suit in court, or Shimon brought suit in court, doesn't make any difference. So, and then the court rendered the judgment. The title is vested in Shimon because of the law of Malchus Paras. Then and then only will Shimon be considered al pedin as the buyer of the Sode. But until the judgment is rendered, there is no kibush. But the Gemara doesn't say only after Arisil Pasoya Mem Shimon, only after the court rendered the judgment. So the Gemara says Arisil Pasoya Mem Shimon, period. So Mele, Ramiyene rejects the second pshat, and he accepts the first pshat. Alright. Now, then he says, Ushmanino mihoche, dafiu bidvorim she'enom lanon samelech, amrinon dine de malchus edine. Amrinon dine de malchus edine. Uferkami digit nama amrinon, tone chutz migdinoshim, keleima dishtama tone v'acho yispos. So in other words, the other she'enom we say, and the Rambam mentions both days, that the whole halacha of Dine Malchus Edine applies only to Masim. Masim, or what is called eminent domain, the Malchus says the Keach, to let's say, to tear down certain buildings, and or to tear down certain trees, to chop down trees, as long as it compensates the owner of the buildings or the trees. So that's indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus, because no Malchus could function without this power. Without taxes, with the Malchus function without taxes. So the Mele, in regard to the things that are Litzirach HaMelech doesn't mean Litzirach HaMelech, the private needs of the Melech. It means Melech means Malchus. So, if only those laws that relate to Momein, but are indispensable for the Malchus. Mashiach came when the Malchus tries to regulate the civic matters, the monetary matters between one person and another, That's not indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus. So there are some Mishnayim who say that we don't say Dine Malchus anything. As a matter of fact, the Ran also mentions the Ran here and the Reeve. And Al Gemore. So he says that some Mishnayim explain that's the machlokes between the first Loshon in the Gemore and the second Loshon. The first Loshon in the Gemore says Dine Malchus Adine. That the shtar that is executed by Achoyes Shamatone, that is executed by Achoyes, is valid. Even though Goyim Absul Neides, but in Malchus Adine. Now, this has nothing to do with the maintenance of the Malchus. So the first Loshon holds that Dine Malchus, the scope of Dine Malchus Adine is very broad. That it applies to all Dine Momnes, Binodu Machaveh. Not Dachke Masi. The second Loshon says, Tone Chutz Mechikit in Oshim. That the Shtamatone that is executed by courts is invalid. But the law of the Malchus is that it is valid. The answer is, Dine Malchus and Dine is limited only to Masi. To Masi. Not to in Yonim of Binon Lachaveire in Dine Momnes. So, and many Rishayim say that whenever there is a Machlikin between two Rishayim, so you pass like Rishna Basre. So, the main they say that the Aloha is the Dine Malchus Adine is limited only to Mas. But the Ran rejects it. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ushmaminu mohochet afilu bidvorim sheinu lanu es amalach. Amrinu Dine Malchus Adine. Ufer kamini kitnam amrinu tonachus mokinu noshi. Kelaim abdishtam atone ba choyes pos. Poyes pos. Weil am Rino keinem und Dine Malchus Adine. Weil ich hier doch nicht in Dietmar Osso. Die Teilen was nicht in Dine Malchus. Na, but all the Rishenim agree that the Chol Apoches in regard to Masi, so we say Dine Malchus Adine. Na, how is it, let's say, now, Rabbi Yehine, but we have to say that Rabbi Yehine, who says that Dine Malchus Adine the Dine Malchus Adine applies to all Dine Momnes, but only after the court rendered the judgment, that's only in regard to Dine Momnes that are not indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus. But those things that are indispensable for the maintenance of the Malchus, so even if the court judgment was not rendered, let's say in regard to taxes, Rabbi wouldn't say that in regard to taxes, only when the court rendered the judgment, that a certain person is liable because he is delinquent in the payment of the taxes, then it becomes a chayv. No, that's a gemara meforeshes merokame. The Dine Malchus Adine is of course al vosei without the court judgment. Why? Because anything that is litzeirach hamalchus is a represent constitutes a relationship between a Yisrael and the Melech. Because if it's litzeirach hamalchus, if it doesn't affect the functioning of the Malchus, so Memele, it's a relationship between one Jew and another. So Memele, it's none of the Melech's business to regulate the relationship between one Jew and another, except if the court rendered the judgment, so then it becomes valid on the basis of Kibush. Because it is Kibush Tachazir. But until the court renders the judgment, so there is no Kibush. Mashiachin in regard to taxes, that's a relationship between the Melech and the Yisrael. So over there, we don't have to resolve in regard to any monetary relationship or litigation between a Nochri and Yisrael. So we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Kibush. There it's based upon Dini. So taxes. Texas, even without the court judgment, we say Dine Malchus Adine. But in matters that do not affect the Melech or the Malchus, so there is a relationship between one Jew and another, they are, according to Rabbi Yehine, so the Dine Malchus Adine is based upon Kibush. When we have a chitimtz of Kibush, only after the court rendered the judgment. But it doesn't. But suppose, let's say the law of the country gives one Jew a right of attachment without recourse to court. So then Rabbi Yehuda would be made it. We'll soon see. Rabbeinu would be made that even without the court judgment, so we say in the Machzene. When does Rabbeinu require a court judgment? This is only when the court, when the Malchus itself doesn't execute the law until there is a court judgment. So the Mela, until there is a court judgment, so there is no kibush. But if the law if the law allows, let's say, one Jew to execute the law without recourse to court, so then we have kibush without the court judgment. Now we'll see that. Nesimen Shin Samachdes Sifches V'chein Melech Shekol Asamachdes Ma'avodom V'shamoshom Yamdine V'lokach Zodeyu V'chatzirei Ein Gezel V'mutal Hemez V'alikho Ma'amelech Aroi Yerushalayim V'nabai Lebitzim Yisomiyod אבל מלא שלא קצו לי יכולת שלא יכול נעמדים יש לו דיבים שחוק כך הרי זה גז להם אבל כי אנחנו ממנו מצינה ואין לי יודע כל שודו וכל דיג'יח כי כוי זה המלך לכל ולא יהיה לו דמך לפני עצמי נגז יכול שניקח מזה בנובד שלא כי תעשה לי כולה לכל אלו חומוס אלו חומוס זה הרי זה גז ואם חוק כך לבעלו נעשה יכול כי כן שחור כך הוא מהו מהו בבודי בסיסי לא בו יש אין לנו להבין את המלבין למה חוס הדימה הויו בין החוק הוא חור יש אין לנו להבין את המלבין למה חוס הדימה אלא במסים ומכסים עטויים מקרק כי המרגיל יש עוד יותר בארץ כי דבר זה אבל שעוד לא נמוד נאפי מורדי במהודס או ממסים things that are necessary for the proper functioning of the laws. That's one notion. V'yeh הוא הסביר עלי דאמרו לו בכל דבר דין אמר כזה נזק כל דבר דין אמר כזה נזק ויוחי המל ולמשקו יוחי ומוחי יוחי ומוחי אחה שונו הוי וכן דין אמר כזה then he says וכן הוא יקיע so the Ramon Pascal is like the Shibis Avishemi the Dini Malchus and Dini is not limited to Hoyt Masi and he says therefore if somebody is Malva Lamashkin and the law of the country is that when somebody is a Malva or a Mashkin, the Malva has the right to sell the Mashkin. Let's say, if the day of the maturity of the debt, if on the day of the debt matures, so the lender did not pay out the debt, so then the law of the country allows him to sell the Mashkin, then he can sell the Mashkin. Now the question is, how about Rabbein? Rabbein says that we only say Din Malchus Adina after the court rendered the judgment. The answer, so why does he say that he's allowed to sell the mashkin, but there is no court judgment? The answer is, it's not a special halacha. The Din Malchus Adina becomes valid only after the court rendered the judgment. Din Malchus Adina is based upon kibush. So when is there kibush? When it's enforceable immediately, when he's able to enforce it, but until the court renders a judgment, he's not able to enforce it. So there is no kibush. There is no kibush. Bashein came if the law of the country in this specific situation is that the person can enforce it without recourse to court. So then there is kibush without the court judgment. Here the law of the country was that the malve who has the mashk, the security in his hand, in his possession. So on the day when the debt matures, if the laver doesn't pay the debt, he is entitled to execute himself, and he doesn't have to have recourse to court. So maybe there is kibush alev. So that's why, even according to Rabbi Yehine, it would be effective. All right, now. Now, so he says, we're coming to get Nama Brino Tone Chutz Migid Roshi Gnei Mishtam Atone Ba'achoy is post. That's the second Roshi. V'lo Yamrino Kano Lom Divin Malchusi. Lo Yiki Yoch Mishne Dik Maros Om Tain Lasni Shidin Malchusi. Then he says, V'lo Yamrino. So, V'lo Yamrino Hos Om Tone Chutz Migid Roshi. Tone Chutz Migid Roshi. So, in other words, so that's one pshat. So, in other words, so according to then pshat, so he says, he concluded that we do not say Dinin Malchus Adine, in regard to a relationship between one Jew and another, prior to the rendering of the judgment by the court. So he says, Ufekam Rikit Nam Amrino, Tonachut Migdinoshi, Kleima Vishtamatone Vachoy is possible. Why is it possible Dinin Malchus Adine? The answer is that Dinin Malchus Adine, Dinin Malchus Adine is only shayach after the court rendered the judgment. But here the Mishnah doesn't say Kol Hashtore Soyeli Vachoy Shoyeli Vichovi Ishtamatone is valid. Every shtar, including Ishtamatone, is valid after the court rendered the judgment. Because the Mishnah says Stam Kol Hashtore Soyeli Vachoy Shoyeli Vichovi, even if recourse is not every court, and after all it's a Nisagomo, it's a Nisadaraise to have recourse in courts between one Jew and another. Ela Mishpat Mashatosin Lifneyem. So what do she ask him? So we couldn't say that when the Mishnah says Kol Hashtore Soyeli it is reference to the stage where the court judgment was already rendered. That's it, Moshe. So it means even without the court judgment being rendered, it's valid. So Mimele, the second Moshe, says that when it says Kol Hashtore Soyeli Vichovin, it doesn't mean Mishtamatone, but it means Chutz Meichik Dinosh. So this is how he says V'loyamrino. Kaimon the Dinei Malchuse. V'loi ki idach mishne dit maroso, the Tani mas mishne Dinei Malchuse. So in other words, so far, Rabbi Yehudi is saying that actually on that point itself, there is the machleket between the first Moshe now, Gemara, and the second Moshe. Just as the Ran says, in the name of certain Gishen, the Ran himself is Chelik and Mechik. And so he mentions, there are some Gishen who say, that the first Moshe that says Dinei Malchuse Dinei holds, the Dinei Malchuse Dinei applies to all Dinei Malchuse. The second Moshe that says Tonei Chutz Mechik Dinei Oshim holds, the Dinei Malchuse Dinei applies only to Masa. Now Rabbi Yehuda here in the first Moshe, so he says a similar shita, but with the modification. He says the first Moshe holds the Dinei Malchuse Dinei applies to all Dinei Momenes, and it is valid even before the court renders a judgment. Because since, true, it's based upon kibush, but since he is able to enforce it through courts, so mainly it's considered to have kibush even before the court renders a judgment. That's why the first Moshe says that Kol Hashtore Soyeli Vachoy Shoyeli Vichovi implies that Ishtamatone executed by Achoyes is valid, even though recourse to courts did not take place. Why? Because since there is a possibility to have it enforced to courts, even though it might take a year or two or three, but as long as there is a possibility to have it enforced to courts, and even though Al Pedin is also to have recourse to courts, because of Ilam Mishpat Mashatosin Lifneyem V'loi Lifnei Akum. But since it is possible, so in many ways it's considered to be kibush even before it is enforced by the courts. That's why the first portion says that Kol Hashtore Soyeli Vachoy Shel Vichovin, so it's valid even though a judgment by the court was not done. So then the second Moshe says, no, Tonechut Mechagide Moshe. Because true Dinei Malchus Adine is not a new Omnes, but only on the basis of Kibush. So it's only after the court rendered a judgment, but not before the court rendered a judgment. And we passed like the second Moshe. So this is what he said. Uvifrekam Nikit Nam Amdinon, Tonechut Mechagide Moshe. Claim the Shtava Tone Bachoy is possible. The Loyal Minon Kaimon in Malchuse, Loiki the Hlishne, the Tmaros of the time was the Shuni Malchuse. Then he says, Vilini Re, Lo Hamdi Lo, some Tone Hus of Gideon Oshin, Loy Mishan Lo, 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 Mishan Lo yosov lo yiklo. יזכה בו ולא ישתחת מזיך בו. וכמי שאתו אימי ושתום אימך ביזוז הקונה. אינה מאפשר שכנים בשטר, למה נעשה? מה אתה אומר? So, the first lotion before the Lidire, he said that the machlokes between the two Lishenes is on that question. Both Lishenes agree that the Malchus didn't apply his golden ones. But the first lotion of the Gemara in Gittin holds that it applies immediately, it becomes effective immediately, even before the court renders the judgment. The second motion says that the Malchus Adine is effective only after the court and the judgment. Then he says no. He says, while it is true that Dine the Malchus Adine, the Dine the Malchus Adine, he says, there is no machlekes between the first motion and the second motion. And the question as to whether Dine Malchus Adine is effective immediately or only after recourse is had in court. No, takes place in court. Both Lishenis and Gemara in Gittin agree that Dine Malchus Adine is only effective after the court renders a judgment. But until the court renders a judgment, there is no mitzias of Kibush. But that there is, even though the mitzias of Kibush takes place only after the court renders a judgment, but there is another halacha. Now, the Rashba in Gomez explained the Malchus Adin on the basis of Kibush. The Rashbam in Gurubasra explained it on the basis of something else. The Rashbam in Gurubasra in Gurubasra Goma Shmuel Dini Malchus Adin Komasim Ba'amuniye Subnogi Shomish Pimlochi שרגילים להמיד מלכוס המדינאו, שכל בני המלכוס מקבלים עליהם מרצינו, חוקי המלך ומשפוטו, ואיל קר דין גונו, ואין נימר זה גורם מחווה לי על פחיק המלך הנאו בי המשום גשם. He explains it on the basis of another concept. Not as the Rashbam in Gomez explains it on the basis of Kibush, but he explains it because, now the Rambam says, of course, this Rashbam is based upon what Rambam says. The Rambam says, in Pirkei Melechus Zilva Vede, Halochi Yudzayim Cheses Vavos, Melech Shekora Simone Shal Balibati, Viosom Ehen Gesha, Mutal Adorah, וכן עם הור הזבוטים ואוסון דרך ויחימו מוטל הנסבו וכן קוקה יצא בזה שדין המלאדי ועמד לו ממורים במלך שמטבע יצא בעיסון הערוצס שהרי הסכימו לו בני עיסון הורץ ועיסון חודייתו שהוא הדמייר והם לא יעבודים אבל אם אין מטבע יצא הרי הוא כגזלן בלזריע וכמו יחבור הסליסטין המזויונים שאין דיניהם דין וחייבל על זה וכל עבוד לא גזלון ולכל לא איך לא יכול לב? So he says דין מלכוס את דיני אפייס הוא יותר מלך who's going circulating to the country. So that's an indication that the בני המלכוס, the people of the country, they approve of his dominion. But if the coin of the מלך doesn't circulate, so then it's not, it doesn't tell anything of a melech, he's a rishlisti. In other words, malchus, that's a very important halacha here. In other words, that who is considered al-pidin as a melech, only if the people want him as a melech. But if somebody rules over the people by force, against their will, then he's not a melech. Then he's a rishlisti. Now, so of course, today, there is a democratic process, so there is a way that the criterion whereby we determine is whether the people approve of one's dominion or not is by an election. But in the ancient times there was no such system as election. But that did not mean that we couldn't determine as to whether the people approve of the malachus of a certain malach or not. Whenever a malach assumed the throne, so then he made this special court. Every malach, every new malach, maybe special coin. And then, if the coin circulated in the country, so that was an indication that the people approved of it. If the coin did not circulate in the country, so it was an indication that the people did not approve of his dominion. So in other words, so that means Dine Malchus and Dine, we only say, in regard to a Melech, whose people approve of his dominion. So and if the people approve of his dominion, so that means that any law passed by the Melech, even though it's not a democracy, it's a monarchy, and even though it's an autocratic monarchy, but as long as the people approve of this autocratic monarchy, so any law passed by the Malchus has the consent of the Me'ar Dineh. So that's why the Malchus is Dineh. Because Kol Pnai B'Dov Hashem Imonein is not Gezel. Anything that a person does with the consent of the owner is not Gezel. It's not Gezel. If I, let's say, move into somebody else's apartment without the rishus of the owner of the apartment, so I'm a Gezel. So I'm a Gezel. So, but if the owner gives no rishus, so then I'm not a Gezel. Now, so we apply the halacha of Rabbi Kikuli here too, in regard to a country, so if the Reb Me'amdine give rishus, so then it's not Gezel, even though there is a new Me'amdine who object. So if the Melech does not have the approval of the Me'amdine, then he doesn't have a din of a Malchus. Then he's a Rishlisi. So when we say din of Malchus a din only when the Melech has the approval of the Bnei Amdine. So Mimele, since he has the approval of the Amdine, so he represents the Bnei Amdine. And any law passed by the Melech is considered like a law passed at a plebiscite, you see, by all the Bnei Amdine. So, because the Bnei Amdine gave their approval. So maybe it's not Gezel. He says, She called the Amalchus Mikamim Alei Melitzino, Chuke Hamelech Mishpoto, Vilka Din Gomo, Veili Marzik Bimome Chavere, Al Pichin Kamelech, Hano Puyil Mishim Gezel. Now, but if it is based upon the fact, so according to Rashbam, it's not based upon Kibush, but it's based upon the fact that the Melech represents the Bnei Amdine, And anything that the Melech says, so is reality, is the law passed by the Me'amdine. So maybe it's not Gezel, because anything that one does with the consent of the owner is not Gezel. But that does not mean that he acquires title. Now let's say, so the Melech says that if Reuven, who owns a certain sort, executed a deed in Achois, and by this deed, so title is to be transferred to Shimon. So even though the chesvim are going and it's not ishtar kosher, but it is valid because didn't the Malchus say it? The Malchus says so. What does it mean? The Malchus says so. The Bnei Amdine says so. So what does it mean? The Bnei Amdine. The Bnei Amdine don't have a keach to change title, but whatever is done with the consent of the Nadine is not Gezel. So that means, if there hadn't been a law of Dine Malchus and Dine, so then if Shimon would take possession of the Tzodeh with Reuven objecting, he would be a Gezel. Even though Reuven executed his shtar that was in the Achor by the Achorahs. But since there is a law of the Malchus and Dine, so it leads the approval of the Nadine, it's not Gezel. So if Shimon will be mishtamish in the Sode, he's not a Gazel. But how can Shimon acquire title? If Reuven will give me the shoes to occupy the Sode, will I acquire title in the Sode just because he gave me the shoes? If he gave me the shoes, so then, to take over the Sode, so then if I do take over the Sode, I'm not a Gazel. But until I make him as a Kinyan, I cannot acquire title, but the community is this. If, let's say, Reuven gives Shimon the shoes to take over his Sode, and then Shimon gets on the Sode, and he's Marzik, and he makes a Kinyan, then he's Kenyan. So he's Kenyan for the Kinyan Hazoki. Not because it meets the approval of Reuven the owner. But the community is, if Reuven had not given his rishus to Shimon, so even if Shimon made the king Chazaki 1,000 times, he wouldn't acquire title. Because it would be guessed, in view of the fact that Reuven gave rishus to Shimon to be married to Yisrael, then Shimon, in pursuance of that rishus, of that license, made the king Chazaki in Reuven's sode, so then Shimon acquires title. So how does Shimon acquire title? To the king Chazaki, not to the rishus, but the rishus was important because without the rishus from Reuven, so the king Chazaki wouldn't be effective. So the same thing is true of Din Malchus. If the Din Malchus says that the shtar executed by Achoes, shtar atone and Achoes is valid, so that means that if Shimon makes a king Chazaki in the sode, so then he scaled that king Chazaki. And it's not this. If there hadn't been in Malchus, even if he made the king Chazaki, he wouldn't be king. So this is when the Gemara says in the first Lashon, Dine Malchus Dine, the Gemara doesn't mean Dine Malchus Dine, that by the royal fiat itself, so title changes from Reuven to Shimon. That not, because the shtar that was signed by Goyim is a possible shtar, but in view of the fact that the royal fire declared that title does change through a deed that is executed in court, so the melee, when Shimon takes possession of the sade and he makes a king Chazaki, then that king Chazaki is not mitir as gezel. So the melee, he is able to acquire title. He is able to acquire title through the king Chazaki. Ruinire, the Locha Aminon Hosem Tonechus Medoshim, the Loy Mishabino, Mishin Din Malchuse, Lifishin Amelach Mafki Amon in his Hoyes of Haberei, Elokos Manshu Bolod Machoishlein, Hilka Haval Pishi Oese, Yisroel Shtal Haber Bafisayem, Yosef Likum. So he reiterates his Chidesh. The second Moshe says that it's not valid. Why? Because two Dinei Malchus Dinei applies for the Momenes, but only on the basis of Kibush. So when is the Kibush? Only after the court rendered the judgment. But prior to the time the court rendered the judgment, so title doesn't change. That's why the second Moshe says, Tonechut Mekudin Moshe. Oh, so what is the Svore of the first Moshe? Ufum Vishne Likom Arosom, Tani Maslis Mishim Dinei Malchus Dinei, Perushe Shinamiche Yochel Arzabei, שכבר הופקו מן הסודה בדין מלכוסה וכשיעס בו הלא יסקה בו ולא משטר עצמי זה יחבו וכמי שעתאים ומשטר מחר וזה זה קורה. And the first lotion is not חיליק on the second lotion. The first lotion also means in the second lotion the din malchus and din is only shayach after the court under the judgment. Still the first lotion says the Mishnah says kol ashtor is machmiz b'chovim כשאירים שטרתון is kosher, not that it is kosher per se, but because of the Dine Malchuse, so Mele Shimon can acquire title in the Sode to the Chazaki, but only after he made the king Chazaki. But without the Dine Malchuse, even after he made the king Chazaki, he would make the king. So that's the first Moshe. The second Moshe says, no, but that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Loshna Mishnah is Mashma, that it is effective per se. So Mele limits it only to Shtori Raya, not to Shtori Kiyin. But actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no machlokes between the first Moshe and second Moshe. See, there is only machlokes as to the pshat in the Mishnah. Accord, both Mishnahs agree. The Dine Malchus and Dine is only effective after the court rendered the judgment. And both Mishnahs agree that if, let's say, Shimon, the Mikamu Matone, so, did enter upon the land and did make a king Chazaki, then he acquires title. The Shaili is, what does the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah says, Kvashtore Tzeyli Bachirish Lulichobi, Kshelim, does the Mishnah mean Kshelim per se? Or the Mishnah means by Kshelim that it's possible for him to acquire title. So the first question says the Pshat Kshelim is that it's possible for the Mikabel to acquire title. So the Melee says, the second Moshe says no. When the Mishnah says Kshelim, it means Kshelim per se. So in Mele, we have to say Tonechut Machil Moshe. But there is no Machlekes in the Deen, in any Deen, between the first Moshe and second Moshe. There is only Machlekes between the two Mishnahs as to the Pshat and the Mishnah. Alright. Then he says, Iname, Efshar Shekelim Mishtar. Uchidu Amrius, in other words, so what Rabbi Yehuda says, that there are two Alochis of the Malchus Dineh. One halacha is that anything that the Melar does is considered al-Bedin as being done by the Bnei Andin. And anything that in the Momenes that is done with the issues of Bnei Andin is not guest. But that doesn't change title. By itself, that only means that the Mikabu Matone is able to acquire title for Chazoke. But until he makes it in Chazoke, he doesn't acquire title. Then there is another halacha of the Imachuzekine that is based upon Kibush. But Kibush is only Shayach if the court rendered already in judgment. So then there is an execution of the law. So then there is Kibush. But until it's possible to execute the law, there is no Kibush. So title doesn't change. Then he says something else. Inan Efsha, Shekin Bishta, Uchidu Amrin Hosom, Haisi Tuse Kanye, Be Asra Dini Higel in Miknevo, Vidinim Alchuse, Dinim Alchuse Namikim in Ogah, Alias. So now go ahead. So he says another Pshat. You see, because according to the first Pshat in Rabbi Yehine, which is really the second, there is no machlekes between the first lashon and second lashon. The machlekes between the first lashon and second lashon is only in regard to the pshat in the Mishnah. The first lashon holds that when the Mishnah says ksheirim, it doesn't mean ksheirim the title changes, but ksheirim that he has an opportunity to acquire title. And the second lashon holds no, that ksheirim means that it's ksheirim per se. Not through Chazoke. Some Melei, he says, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Chutz Mavid Lashon. Now he says there is a Machlei case between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Say Lashon and second Lashon. That the first Lashon holds, the title changes, even without litigation taking place in court, without a judgment being rendered by court. And the second Lashon says, no, title can only change, in this case, after the court rendered the judgment. So we understand the second lashon, but what's the pshat in the first lashon? So he mentioned the Gemara in Bamitzian is an eshat that by now. Hai sintuse kandi. What does sintuse mean? Sintuse means minek. Minek. What is minek? So the Gemara says if there is a minek among merchants that when they consummate a transaction in Mecca, so they make a ratio. They make a mark, let's say, on the merchandise. Let's say, in many places, so it was known, is Man Chazal, that when people, a Mecher and Melkeach consummated a Mekach, let's say, of material, let's say, of wool or linen or something, so then the Mecher and Melkeach, in order to indicate, to symbolize that they consummated the section, they both made a mark on the merchandise. Now, something similar exists in the diamond industry. So the diamond industry, which is in the hands of Jews, and most of them are European Jews who came over from Antwerp, so the practice is, the universal practice is, when they consummate a transaction, they shake hands and they wish themselves Mazel Tov. So now, that is, I once had it in Torah in New York, between two diamond merchants, it was in Torah, in $8 million. And so I had to be gave Aides. So many testified that this is the universal practice in the diamond industry. So when they consummate the transaction, they don't do anything else, but they shake hands and they wish themselves Mazel Tov. And some of them even make l'chaim. Alright, but that is not, miyakif. But the shaking hands and wishing, l'chaim is the miyakif. I mean, this is the universal practice. That's in Tuse. So in other words, let's say, if one diamond merchant sold the diamond to another, negotiated with another diamond merchant about the sale of the diamond, so if let's say, they shook hands and they wish themselves Mazel Broche, that means that the Lekeach required time. That's interesting. The Chasam Seifa says that the key of Sintuse is Midrais, the Chasam Seifa says. It's not in the Kalsachon, but it's Midrais. So he says, Efcha Shekein Bishta, Uchidam Bin Hosom Hai Sintuse, Kanye, Beasred in the Miknevo. In Malchuse, Name, Kimino Gehabe. So what does it mean according to the first lotion? Kshelim, that the title changes through the execution of the shtamatone in court. How did it change? But after all, dine malchus dine, he's only shayach. After the court rendered the judgment, and here the court didn't render the judgment. No, but there is a halacha. There is a halacha of simtuse minek. And since this is the law of the country and the people of the country, they are all made according to the law of the country. So memele. So since the law of the melech is that when a deed is executed in courts, so then that the ownership should change. So memele, that means that in the minek of the Bnei Amdine, this is to consummate the Mecca. So memele, title changes. There's the first question. So the question is, so why does the second question fail? I mean, Simtuse, there is no machlekes on the union of Simtuse. There is no machlekes on the union of Simtuse. So the answer is, I think that's a pshat. If there is a universal practice among merchants that a certain act should be symbolic of the conclusion of the transaction, whether it consists of a tkias kar or of a handshake wishing themselves mazel bracha, it doesn't make, or making a mark on the merchandise, it doesn't make a difference. So that changes ownership. That's interesting. But only if the minhag, the second portion say holds, if let's say among diamond merchants, so there the custom is to shake hands and wish themselves mazel bracha, and the purpose of this handshake is to consummate the transaction. That's why they do it, to consummate the transaction. So mainly that changes ownership. Mashenke in ishtamatone that is executed. Ishtamatone that is executed by court, so there the Bnei Amdine, of course, the universal practice at all times, today in Bizman Chazal, was that when you sell land, you execute the deed. Why do you execute the deed? The purpose is not that through the deed title to change, and even if the law of the country recognizes that through the execution of a deed, title changes, but that's not the reason as to why a deed is executed. The reason as to why a deed is executed when land is transferred is because the one who buys a piece of land wants to have some evidence in his hand. It's really the purpose of resorting to a deed is that it should be used as evidence in order that the other party shouldn't be able to deny it. So it's this minhag is not done deliberately for the purpose of consummating the nekach. When diamond merchants shake hands and wish themselves mazel bracha, so they do it exclusively for the purpose of consummating the nekach. But when two parties carry out a transaction and they sell a piece of land, So the reason as to why the resort to the execution of a deed is not to consummate the nekach, in order that there should be evidence of the transaction. And on the contrary, the minhag is, as it appears from the Gemara, in Rav Basra, that the minhag is that the transaction should be consummated by the payment of the money. But they resort to the execution of a deed in order to have evidence in their hands. So that's the shayla. That's the machlokes between the two Rishonim and Gemara. The first lashon says dine malchus hadine, and the moment the shtar is executed, so the title ownership changes on the basis of simtuse, because the minhag is that whenever they sell a piece of land, they execute the shtar. The second lashon says, true, the minhag is whenever they sell a piece of land, they execute a deed. But they don't execute a deed deliberately for the purpose of consummating the transaction. They execute the deed because they want to be sure, they want to be secure of their ownership. So Memele, since it is not done deliberately for the purpose of consummating the transaction, but in order to have evidence, so Memele, it's not interesting. And the first lashon holds, it doesn't make any difference what the intention is, whether the intention of doing it is for the purpose of consummating the transaction or in order to have evidence, as long as that is the practice, so Memele, we have the key sentence. This is what Amir says. Inamek, Efsha Shekini Bishtah, Uchidah Amurin on Hosom, Haisim Tuse Kanye, Beasrim Nigel Miknebo, Vidin Malchuse Dine Namek Imenoga. Alright, now, on that question, as to whether the Alochel Dine Malchuse Dine, Dine Malchuse Dine, applies only to another Hakko, or it applies to Melech Yisrael as well, so we see the tasteless in Midorin says it only applies to Melech Hakel, not to Melech Yisrael. And according to taste, the reason is why it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael is because the Aloch of the Melech Yisrael is grounded in the Din of Kibush. And Kibush is only Shayach. The Gemara mentions a posik for Kibush of Akum Be'akum. And the Gemara mentions a posik of Kibush of Akum Be'Yisrael. And the Gemara mentions a posik of Kibush, or not Gemara, I mean there's a posik, of course, Gemara mentions it too. There's a posik in the Torah. So, but there is no posik of Kibush of Yisrael in Israel. So that's a stateless reason as to why. By Melech Yisrael, the Aloch of Dilma Chuzidin doesn't apply. From Mugiyese, the Nidorim said the same thing, but he mentions another reason. Because according to Mugiyese, the basis of the Malchusedine is the Aloch of Dilma. As Rashi says. But, so the Mele, it applies to Melech Hakom, because the Melech Hakom is Mechuyim to Dab the Simukalo. But the Melech Yisrael is not Mechuyim. We have it in it. We have the Mishpatim of the Torah. So the Mele, there is the Aloch of Dinah Malchus Adinah, it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. This is, so in other words, according to Tesis, and according to Mekiyin said, the Aloch of Dinah Malchus Adinah applies only to Melech Hakom, not to Melech Yisrael. But for different reasons. According to Tesis, it doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael because there is no kibush of Yisrael in Israel, and according to Yisrael, it doesn't apply because it's not shayach to say dinim. Because the Yisrael, the Melech Yisrael is bound by the dinim of the Torah. He doesn't have to make any good dinim. However, it seems that most Rishayim are chilek. Now the Rambam is chilek, and the Shulchan Aruch passes by the Rambam. במדבר אמורים שהמוחס כליסטים בזמן שהמוחס עקום ומוחס אין מיילו או אם מוחס אין מחמס המלך ונקיץ לו אלא נקיח מה שהיא יוצא ומניח מה שהיא יוצא אבל מחס שפוס כאמלך לא מה שהיא כך שליש או רביעי או איתו בקוצוב ואין מוחס ישראל ומיד וישחיל את זה למלך ונידע שעוד אם זה נאמון ונימי סיפקום על מה שגוזר המלך אין לי מחס כס גזר ובשדין המלך דינו ולא יהיה גם שואי ורמה פריח ממחס זה מפני שהוא גזר מונס המלך בין שוי המלך עקום, בין שוי המלך ישראל. So the Rambam says, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a מלך עקום or a מלך ישראל. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Rambam, they both pass by the Rambam. Yeah, the Rosh Narambam. ולוי אל שם הבריח ממך זה עבר על הסיגזל מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך בין שוי המלך ישראל בין שוי המלך בבית תודה
Gittin Shir Mem Zayin, Yud Zayin Shvat Hei Tov Shalom Tess, February 14th, 1979 on Tuesday.
we discussed the whole sugya, but we didn't go over the Rashi. We both say that Tana Chutz Mechidid Noshim. Tana Chutz Mechidid Noshim, Kol Shtore Shem Yigidid Noshim, Shal Vyashtar Adon Nidma, Vahay Nam Shtam Atone. Vahadi Namedi Motze El Shnuye Ben Misir Yisroel. Dino Mashu Lishtore. El Shini Yitzchukyo Yishani Olo Yiloch. Do Pachim Nalom Yitone Seif Rav Shimem Vitrichon Adonai Nishnuye Shem Yisroki Mikivnaye. Abo Gavdi Kibne. So in some, the Mashal is Mechid. Abo Gavdi Kibne Liyu Ben Misir Hanem Yol Tanekam De Praise. Die noch ist ein Millionen. Und Pachin aber, wie ich kann nicht mehr, wie ich mich hoffe. Und why the Mashal Mechik? Because it's Muchach from Tesves. The Tesves did not have that whole paragraph in the text of Rashi. Because Tesves says the Kashi, the same Kashi that Rashi has. So that's the reason as to why the Mashal is Mechik. Aber gab die Kimina, wie ich mich hoffe, haben wir uns an der Kamen im Reiz, die noch ist ein Million, und Pachin aber wie ich kann nicht mehr, wie ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr, noch ein Million, und ich kann nicht mehr, und ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich muss auch nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr, aber ich kann nicht mehr. So Rashi war diese Frage, die Gemorre ist die Kasche. How does the Mishnah say, Kola Stolz, imply, ich gebe Shtar Matone, wo Shtar Matone ist, Chas Bebaume, so die Gemorre gibt, tut er gut. One is, Dine Malchus Evine, and the other Territz is that when the Mishnah says Kola Stolz, it does not have reference to Shtar Matone. Why couldn't the Gemara give the third Teretz that it has reference to Shtar Matone, not on the basis of the Malchus Edine, but it has reference to the case where Ba'al Eli Misire, and the contra blazer, so it's kosher Eli Misire. So Rashi gives the Teretz since that Reb Shimon goes a contra blazer, so it's mashma that the Tanakam of the Mishneh goes according to everybody, not only according to Rav Lezer. Rav Shimon is the one who goes according to Rav Lezer. But the Tanakhama of the Mishneh goes according to everybody. Now, the question is, but the price of the Gemara said that? So, and I'll leave it Maskone. So Tanakhama also, the Tanakhama of the price accords with Rav Lezer. So he says, in the price we have no other alternative. Because the Gemara is cautious, why didn't he mention Shlishmo, why didn't he mention the Chuber? So we have to resort to that Eretz. But here we have no difficulties, so why say that the Tanakhama of the Mishneh goes only according to Rav Lezer? When he can give the better Eretz, the Malchus Adine, or the Malchus Adine, or the Malchus Adine, so then it can accord with everybody, not just according to, not after with Rav Lezer. This is what Rashi says. Alright, now let's see the case. Chasel Baal, Pirish Bekuntres, da wo mozo mi shmuye ben misir aber bezer el shnu ye trike u do vil pachin al mi sei prabshim mi shtos der blaze mi khau der ei shla blaze vi koshe da der ave tiru mi misir aber bezer ni shal mas khone ni mishale ki kotan bu filas kedushin di vloy mi sire u khabe ya ave kedush mas la khoyz mi reis so dis der reihe de mashal he the thesis did not have the whole paragraph starting with Avogad the Kivin Alil after Tanakam Yisvirale in the text of Rashi. Because if Teisves held it to the text, so why does Teisves say Adar Abetiras de Misir of Rabbeinu Nishol Maskone? Rashi himself points out the Nishol Maskone. But he says that's only Alibu Mishne, but not with the price. So it's Mashma that Teisves did not have this paragraph in the text. That's the reason why the Mashal is Mechid. But even assuming that is that Rashi did not write it, but we have to say the same thing. Whether it's part and parcel of Rashi's Lashon or not, we have to say the same thing as it tells on this discussion. Alright. So then the question remains, the question remains, why does the Gemara say that when the Mishnah says Kolashtoras Yeri Bachoish Nekhobi, the Mishnah is reference to Mishtar Matonos, but, and not because the Malchus Adine, because of the Mishnah. So, there he gives a very simple text. Veimari, the Chehecha Nifasadim Amiket, Abba in Mishnah, Vishim is Mivok, Vishim Dil Norsel, Mishnah Chalaye, Play the Mishnah Yisrael, Ochanah Nifasadim Mishnah Matone, ולתיק בחכם להאמין, אומר לבשתור עם מילגו מאחר, שאין לראי, ונעזה על פי דוסם של קניין. אה, מסתו של קניין, אבל שבת אני קושב מכל מדרעיסה, כי יש קשירים שעס מסירה. אבל מדרבונון, even if the are in מסירה, so it's possible because of מסירים תכה. Now that seems to be so posh. Why doesn't Rashi give that teretz? Why doesn't Rashi have to give that deichak teretz that Gemara doesn't want to apply it according to Rav Lezer? Because since Rav Shimon mentions Rav Lezer, so it's mashma Tanekame agrees with, can accord with everybody, even with Rav Meir. Why doesn't Rashi say that the same teretz that Ezra says? That monefsheh, that justice by get, so even with the Yitzhira, engine is Milwaukee. So it's possible, so much Tamatone also. So obviously we have to say that Rashi holds that there is a distinction between get and Shtamatone. But how can Rashi say that? The Gemara before Rashi is in Sanhedrin. How he Shtamatonte, the Avichsima alot Kreikise. So the Gemara says, so Kosova Rabbeisi Lemechshere, Shabbai Yesefim, מזויף פיתיר, הם מידר בלה מזויף פיתיר. So it's a Gemara מפורשת. I mean, that's the Gemara that takes us, that takes us side that here daf dalet, on the dalet. The of Hayim Atante, the Abichsim alay Trigis, Trigis. So, according to what we said last time, I mean, not last year, I mean, a week ago, when we mentioned the apparent stira between two rashis, Tartes, Amidbeis, and Yud Amidalet. Now, Tesves, Dabdalet says that the Mizu, the Psuach Mizu, the Teche is based upon the Choshe, the Xeira and the Choshe, maybe Bezdin will be saying, and that Shta, that is in the Chzim Epsulim, because Bezdin will not know that they are in the Mesirah. Now we know that they are in the Mesirah, because the Mesirah appeared for us. But maybe the Ishe will come to another person and she'll get obtain the heta person to get married. She will not produce it in Sire. And even though person will not be marshal anymore in any way, because she is a Grusha, but Elaz escape. That's the more that's the price he shwiz. Nine leachole leach, idea of the Habibe, she'll gazle. She'll also be starry if he may, Bafal P, she'll may be Emes. She'll never pass a Katilho. So the aloha is that you're not allowed to act on the basis of an invalid guy, even though he's there. So here too. So the Xera is, the Choshi is, if we allow a Dimisire, with a Dimisire in Israel, with Cheri, with the Chassim Epsuri, in the case where the Messiah appear in Bezden, so maybe the Ishe or the Mekabal Matone will produce the Shtar in another Bezden, and she will not produce, and she or he will not produce the Messiah. And then Bezden will not know that they are claiming, they are going, and then Bezden will give up a Heter, or Bezden will be making money, even though it is the MS. But he was escaped. That's the reason for Mizuyah Pitech, according to Tesis, Dabdal. Then Rashi, so we notice this theory in Rashi. On one hand, Rashi says, that test on the base, the fourth line, Vahai Pshulim Rabbon, Gzeire, Dil Moslem Yismichalai, Vulayim Misire. So it's like Tesis, Dabdal. Then Rashi says, that you don't know that. I give an eye shame is walking, you don't have a camera, 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 you don't have a camera. So he mentions another reason. So he said, no, there is no Sikach Kstiri, because there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon, in regard to the case of Shemes Mulaki. So Tanakame passes even the case of Shemes Mulaki. Rav Shimon doesn't pass in the case of Shemes Mulaki. But in the case of Shemes Mulaki, maybe Rav Shimon passes. So we have to understand, what is it? What's the machlekes? Now, so Tanakame says that even by Shemes Mulaki, we are Gezer. And And Rav Shimon says, Vashemesh Muvokim, we're not Gezer, because everybody knows they are God. So what's really the machlokes? So, according to Rashi, there are two separate timing for the Psalm of the Sefer Tehillim. One time is the time that Jesus mentions Abdallah. That is the Chashash, the Xavier, the Chashash. Maybe the word, the Tevis Ashtar, will produce the Shtar, with the Apostle Yachsimen, will not produce the Nisir and Bezdin. And Bezdin will not know that the Yachsimen Apostle. How will they know? I mean that they are crazy. How will they know that they are going? So the Mele Bezdin will act on it, and that's a Nisa Gomo. A Lazis came. You cannot act on the basis of the testimony that Al-Pidin is possible, even though there happens to be others. So that's one. The other thing. So, but that time is only Shayach if it changes Shemim walking. Or let's say Kribim or Shemim walking. How can Bezdin know whether they're Kribim or not? Bezdin is not expected to know the relationship between two Eidim, between every two Eidim in the world. So Mele, what? So the Mele, there is a Choshe, maybe Bezdin will act on the Eidach Sime without the Nisir appearing. Like shaking by Eidach Sime going, Shemim walking. So then, Bezdin will certainly, there is no Choshe, lest Bezdin will act on the basis of Eidach Sime. They see they are going. How will Bezdin act on the Chsime of going? So that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon is matir. Because according to Rav Shimon, the only reason as to why he passes in Teche is because of the Choshe, the Xere, maybe Bezdin will act on the basis of the Chsime. So Rav Shimon is walking the Xere and the Choshe is not shy. So they have two Xeres. One Xere is maybe Bezdin will act on the Chsime alone when the Messiah don't appear on Bezdin. And the other Choshe is maybe people, not Bezdin, will use the Eidach Sime as good, the child. So the Mele, so according to Rav Shimon, there is only one Zere of Mizrim Tichet. According to Nekame, there are two Zeres. So when Rashi, Dachnes on the base, explains the general deen of Mizrim Tichet, so the general deen of Mizrim Tichet, that is possible according to everybody, according to the Kamei, according to Rav Shimon. So then he explains it on the basis of the Pshat in the Isra Dabdalet. But here, when the Rashi explains that Yudam Dalet, the Shittam Tate Kamei is Chilik on Rav Shimon, and he says, if Hashem is invoking, he can't explain it on the basis, maybe Bezdin will act on the Adi Yachsime. How will Bezdin act on the basis of the Yachsime when Hashem is Mevokim? So Rashi explains that on the basis, maybe they will be used as Eidim Misir. Maybe the Yachsime will be Eidim Misir. So even though Hashem is Mevokim, but the men in the street, I mean, the common man might make the mistake. Bezdin will not make that mistake, but the common man might make the mistake. This is what we said in Rashi. So in Mele, apparently Rashi Shiti is that in Achname there is distinction between get and shlamatoni. But the kashi is the Gemara in Sanhedrin says hayim atante davechsimo leitchei kisei. So Abaye said it's possible because of mizrim tichei. The answer is over there it's not the case of shemis mevokim. So over there the psul is based upon the choshe. Maybe Bezdin will act on the basis of leitchsimo without any misir appearing in Bezdin. So that zera, that psul applies to shlamatoni just as it applies to get. Mashein ke here. What is the kasha of Rashi? Why does the Gemara say that when the Tanakhama says kol ashtores, including shtamatone, hoyim b'achoyin shel yichovim, so it's kshirim, chutz mivnoshin shechavodim, so it goes according to the code to the view of Reb Lezer, that in the Misericase, and still avopin shechesmeinim yichovim is kshirim. So Rashi says, but it's kosher by shtamatone. By Shemis Mevokim. So Teisa says, no, we couldn't say that it's kosher by Shemis Mevokim. Because it's a psalm of Mizrim Tichet. But the Tanakhama is chilek on Rav Shimon. And according to Tanakhama, it applies even to Shemis Mevokim. Because Rav Shimon is matter by Shemis Mevokim. Now, if we were to say that according to Nekame, so according to Rashi, we couldn't say that Shlamatoni would be possible if Shemes Mevokim. Because Shemes Mevokim is possible on the basis of Zeira Dil Nosim Lismach Laiu Meisri Bifneir. That Zeira we only apply the Gabi Getisho, because it's Chomo. It's a question of Ishishish, but not the Gabi Momenes. But then you ask, but the Moritz on Heaven says, Hayim Atanta Asimai Tregise, then it's not the meaning of Shemes Mevokim. Then the Xeira and the Choshi is maybe Bezden will rely on the Chassidim, they won't know that they're absolute. But in case of Shemes Mevokim, so Bezden will certainly know. So this is Rashi Shiva. And the Teisa Shiva is that even the Xeira of Dil Meosel in Mismach Alayim will base from Bifneyem applies to Shtalatonos. That's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rit. Weimeri di geige di pas nur mit David Messier. Wie sie mit Rock im Studio was mit Khalaie, in Messier ist soll noch Name für mich da tolle. Du dik da ga kommen la mino und wie soll ich und wo mehr her, schön mir rein. So, we discuss that already. So we see that the public taste is even by story rai by story mecher is acho is is only kosher mit rabon. Why shouldn't it be kosher mit rai is after all? Story rai is, so the whole purpose is to verify the testing effect and we know that acho is don't lie. The answer is Teisa Shita is that even when it's only Leraya Baalmei, but there's a kosuk of our Pishnayim, maybe of law. So Bezin cannot be made Simonim on the basis of Raya. And even if Bezin knows, even if Bezin himself saw, Bezin cannot be made Simonim. It's a kosuk of our Pishnayim, maybe of law. And if Bezin themselves sees the Alvoye, so then they can act on it because of the Aloche of Tishvi Edil Meriye. But if they see the Alvoye at night time, then they can attack the planet. So in Mele, with the rice, it's not kosher, even though we know the Talmud is true. But it's a special Takonas Chachamim. Now, this is really Israelic, because this is really says, Vavo gam dikan yomara nafshaye, mikol mokei, it is matere. Vinei didn't need some Mele, but Matoni it's possible. Vinei didn't need only the Mele, said Livre. Shisadel v'shakre, uchilu shneim v'edin damye, Damiedes, aber mit Dobo Shaki and Tobi in Dusan, Shafim Shneya Meidin Likon Akar Mishta. So he says that in the middle of Muslim in the Sada Ali Shakra, it's much more from the Russian, that Bachoy is Bashtar Mechire, Baraye is Midrais. How about the Xeris HaKosu of Al Pishnai Meidin Yokun Dobo? So that his reading say, the Xeris HaKosu of Al Pishnai Meidin Yokun Dobo only says that an Idechot has no Nemones. If an Idechot has no Nemones, if Nidecho there's no Nemones, so Mele, it's not a Raya Brure either. Because Raya means Raya. If we have a Raya, let's say Chazoke or Mige, so that's a Raya. But testimony, if he's postulated, so it's not a Raya either. Only if he's Nemo. But it says, but the Aloche is that only two have Nemones. And the Nidecho has no Nemones. So we don't even have a Raya Brure. Masha'im came where we have an extraneous Raya Brure. Like a choyes with Mara Nafshaye, so then it can be made in moment. That's the shit of this. Alright. Vafil in name, Abu Shlamatone, in Kosham with Reis, El in Kinishin, Shayn, in Mishas Nisire. So the Mele, if they see my Absurim, even though they are in Mishir Shayn, so it's possible because of Mizim Tech. Then this says, Vafil in name, Ash Shlamatone, Shehos Mishroy, Kosham with this bay. ולא אם נסירה, היי למישהו שידוע על די נחסים ושאין קשיר מן התארה שבו השטר מרנית לרב קבל וחיקו שבידו הסדיס ושבו בבדים. So in other words, he's reiterating, Thesis is reiterating what Thesis has said, Dabdal, the same thing. There Thesis Dabdal, and he's chelik an the of the Rim. He's chelik in many ways an the Rim. First of all, Thesis says that by get, so even according to Reb Lezer, we have to have, even according to Reb Meir, we have to have Eidin Nisire, because of the Aloche of Eidin Dabash Meir Poch Mishnayim Nikima. That's one Aloche thesis. And then Teisa says, that according to Reb Lezer, Eidin Nisire can say, so only Eidin Nisire. But suppose you have Eidin Chsime, not Eidin Nisire, so then it's not, in other words, contrary to the Shita of the Rim, the Ramban and the Ram, who say that by get itself, even according to Rabbi Lezer, if there are either simeh, so then it's good, even without it. So this is right. And then, so then this says, and even by shtarat only, if you have either simeh or either simeh, so the shtar is not good. Then this says, there is a possibility that by shtarat only, according to Rabbi Lezer, which is in misire kalse, if you have either simeh, without either misire, so then it's for shtar. There is a possibility. But by get certainly not. So why is there a possibility by Shtabatone? Yes, because by Shtabatone, so it's kosher midos neisei. What is it mean by kosher midos neisei? I mean, as the Teres Gittin explains it, as the Ktzeis explains it, it means by kosher midos neisei doesn't mean that if there is no a shtar without ksav yodei and without the chsime and without the mesire, but then the neisei comes to Besen and all he admits that he gave him that shtar. That is kosher. In such a case, it's certainly not kosher, because then the shtar is a chaspe ba'alme. If it's ksav seifer, not ksav yode. No yachsim, no yachsim. So what kind of shtar is it? It's just a piece of paper. But v'chid kosher b'yosneis means if it is written ksav yode yobneis. If the ksav, if the doye is intrinsic in the shtar. It's intrinsic. Not there is an old hidoye by the nisim bez and the shtar is written with sabseifer, but chikosha midras nisim, so it is written and as it says it means that it was written with sabyode. So the doye is intrinsic, is intrinsic, it's inherent in the shtamatone itself. So then it is kosher. Vafil in the imash shtamatone shchosh v'yisroel kosher mitzvah nisire. Hay mishum. She do all the same machine, she not even she bash down and is around cover. The king was a big ass lace. She will go fade. I will be star she is me hobby. She will be missing in the same. She will be hoy. You will be bad as din. We hush him star with all your day. We have a house with all day. So that's the more scash. Matone, my cone, la by store, I store has a barbell. Two, we haven't explained Israel. But star must have it. So this is she is the star must have it. Even ksav yode is good, even though it is not edim, because edes doesn't mean that edes. It means it must have nemones of testimony. But achoyes, that's not nemones. It's not the judges are nemon. Judges are not any more nemon than a goy headed. But by judge we have an undre, we maran afshay. So that's an extraneous right. So that's not a shtar. It must have testimony by someone who is nemo biteras eides, or testimony by someone who is nemo biteras baldin, but there must be nemones of someone. Now, Teisa says something very strange. Avrei leimad lo chechoshif lechas vebal mishum masnis nkai leshtamatone bahad mishol shtoretz dikshelim afilu ksivos or ksivos amim lichovim diashra limhani dimisire. Mide, the price is so much kill Yakakosh toy the Shemba Hoyes, Lafim Kitinoshin, Lafuha Mashan Gimis is his soil, the silver, which was for Scotia Hoyen. In other words, in regard to the Kash, the trash raises, why doesn't the Gemara apply the Mishneh to the case of the Missile? So Rashi is a terrorist because it would be a deichek to limit the Tanakama of the Mishneh to Rav Lezer Shita. Because Pashtes is Mashma, the Tanakama of the Mishneh can accord with everybody, with all the time. Teisa did a teretz because it could not, it bashtamatone too, with the Nibisire, even if she is walking, so it would be possible because of the Zimdich. Then Teisa says, maybe you can give a different teretz on that kashi, that we couldn't say that the Mishnah has reference to a case of Edim Sire, because, and that's the reason that in the Kosha with Edim Sire, because the Pashtus Haloshon of the Mishnah is Kolashtonis Eid Bachush Lichovim implies that the Mishnah has reference even to Ishtar Matoneh, the text of which was written by the Goyim, not by the Goyim. Even then it is Kosha, and then it should be possible even with Edim Sire. We can't give the Teretz. Why can't we give the Teretz? So you would expect Jesus to say, because Monevshech, Pashtamatone, if there is a Nisir, a Israeli, it should be kosher, even though the text was written by a Gentile scrivener, a Gentile Zika. It should still be kosher, because by Ger, there is a loch of Lishmo, so merely Goy can apply it. Pashtamatone, there is no a loch of Lishmo. There is only a requirement of aiding, but if the aiding is Syrian soil, it's Ksheirim. So, Tesis doesn't say that. Tesis says that the Hobbit prize is some more killed, Yahat Kulashto, the Ksheirim Bahoyes, Bafil with the Noshim, Bafil with the Machim, we get no Ksheirim with Israel, we get Ksheirim with Shosh Noshim with Rinian. So, just as in the prize is some more, even though it uses the Loshim Kulashtoes, and it doesn't have reference to the case where the text was written by a Goy. So the name of this Mishnah too does not necessarily have to have reference to a case where the text of the Shtamatone was written by a Goy. So the question of why couldn't the Gemara give the Teretz that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Nisira is Israeli and the text was written by a Jew? But the Chassidim are going judges, so then it's kosher. The discussion. Anyway, so Tesis Agavur here says that if Ishtamaton would be written by Goy, if the text would be written by Goy, so even though the Nisirak Sherim, then it would be possible in the eyes, even though it is in Nisira, even though the Nisirak Goy are Israeli. Now the question is raised against Tesis, may it should be possible. Maybe the thing that shouldn't be possible. After all, by get, if there hadn't been a din of lishmo, so then it would be kosher when a goy writes a get. The only reason is why, if a goy writes a get, it's possible, because it will require lishmo, and according to Rav Meir, so after what's it even get, what's it bash for this kosher? So by shto matoneh, so according to Rav Lezer, not, because it has to be lishmo. But by matoneh, there is no din of lishmo, so why shouldn't it be kosher if a goy writes it? Why not? So the Tiras Gittin gives a very good teretz in this Tiras Gittin. He explains it as follows. The Rishit, now who is saying these thesis? Who is writing these thesis? The Rishit happens to be, we discussed it. There's the Rishit after some debates, that Ksiris Aget requires Shlichas. Why? Because the Torah says we cost it. The Torah says we cost it. So the Nele, just as according to the Rishit, that Ksiris Haget requires Shlichas because the Torah says Vikosav. So Old Shtoi Kinyan require Ksive by the Balashtar, by the Makne, because it's a Sifra Makne, because it's a Sifra B'chasei. So for the same reason that Get requires Ksive by the Baal, because the Torah says Vikosav, and when the Torah says Vikosav, the Torah is referenced to the Baal. Memele, when the Sefer writes it, we have to resort to Shlichas, Shlichas, you may say, so Gam Matone, since the Torah deposits the year basis, because if the Sefer Chasei, Sefer Makne, Sefer Mikne, so Memele, there too the Torah says, because if the Sefer Chasei, in other words, because if the Sefer, who should be case of the Sefer Chasei? Who? The Makne, that's why. So Memele, so how can the Sefer write Shtar Matone? So it's on the basis of Shlichas. But a goy cannot be a shliach. A goy cannot be a shliach. So and then he mentions a raya. That's a good raya. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Pirkei Meir, as to whether Eimer Imru is kosher or Eimer Imru is not kosher. Mile we say is goy mimser le shliach. So if, let's say, the Baal gave a directive to the Sefer to write the get, to the Eimer, to sign the get, then that Sefer cannot tell somebody else, another Sefer, to write. Because Mila is a Shlichah. The Machlikas is, suppose the Baal tells the Sefer, you tell the other Sefer to write. Or he tells the Eidim, you tell the other Eidim to sign. So there is a Machlikas. Now we pass in the Teimar Imru is possible. Whether it's Brais or Rabbonon, it's another question. But we pass in the Teimar Imru is possible. And the Gemara Daf Kof Tes in Gittin applies the Aloche of Teimar Imru. Of Imru to Matone also. So the Pashtus is that when the Gemara da Proptes applies the Aloch of Imru to Matone, it has reference only to Chsima Seini. That is Ishaiches to Matone also. Why? Because Chsima Seini is based upon Asim Das Amishaye. So in Mele there is Aloch of Imru to Shliach and possibly of Imru. Mashein came like a Chsima Seini. So how can there be a shaila of imru imru? I mean, there is no halacha there is no halacha of lishmo. So mele, why shouldn't imru imru be good? However, ishchonoch ishlim imru. So ishchonoch mentions the shivus rishenim that imru imru would be possible. According to Mandona, that imru imru is possible. So imru imru would be, and the Gemara says that of testing it, that it's possible Kavishna Matana also. So that the Shidin Shochanol Cheshim Yimu Cheshim Ishped, that Kavishna Matana it is possible, not only in connection with the Ksiva Seirim, but even in connection with the Ksiva Stamatana, the text of Matana. How can that be explained? The answer is, because according to the Ri, that get requires Shlichel, because the Torah says because up, so Shtamatone also requires Shlichel, because the Torah says because it is Sivra Chasein. So the Shtamatone has to be Sivra Makne. What it means Sivra Makne? The Makne is divided. How is it the Sivra divided? Because the Sivra is a Shliach of the Makne. So the Mele, if the Sivra is a Choy, is Goy, so the Mele, he cannot write it. This is how the Tiras Gittin explained it. Yeshua, Shetamo Atesis, the Mehil Atesi, Yutsu, Stamatone, the Xilasnoch. If he is died in Yere, the Vadak Xilasnoch, he didn't post Stamatone. The Vuya with that of test, the Maslis and Postal Emerimu, may begin, Matone, Fratone, a Postal Emerimu may begin. By Imeration Mishpe, Simeration of Dalet, the few big civil post, very such a situation, Emerimu, be Matone, may begin. We have a post in Kosvatam, we have a little bit in Kosovo Balkoi, who boy is little bit silly, who mill you sell a shriek, who is the alcohol of Tolok Lima, the whole, the Matonic Gamki post in the middle, the Binish Lich and the Silver Stamakne, the Khmushi Kosa because of the get, we Kosa Bistamakne, we say the Silver Hassan. The hay, the inheritance, the Stamaton will get, Rakmin Lishmo, the Stamaton will Kosa for Lishmo, Avo, Shlich has been. משמוח את פוסל לא ימרימו, דמיו למים של השליח, ואם כן מכסיל השנוחי, משתמתו לגמקין פוסל, דינוחי לב, בני שליחס. אבל אני תודה.